Tayyam and Aleph on top. El the Gemara says it's growing a Chalifei Toidin Nedover. It's growing on the case where first you said Harezu, you stand made in the Nedover to bring a Korban Toidin. And you lift it and you set aside a second one. So you want to tell me then also that only one of them needs Lechem and not both of them. So I'm asked the question, why? The Chura Bein Lefnei Kapora, Bein Yachah Kapora, Tuna Lechem. Whether you brought the first one first or the second one first, it doesn't make enough Kamino. The Chura both told us now, both Kabbana should have to have its own Lechem brought with it. Why? Because Mar Beba Tavisu, you stand being a Mar, you bring in more Tavis than you have to. In other words, the first one was a Korban in the Dava. The Dava means if you have it, bring it. If you lose it, you don't have to bring another one. So now that you set aside a second one, the Peshat is, you want to bring another Korban Taida. That's like a new one by itself. So if you find the first one, they're like two separate Korban Taidas, that both of them need Lechem. So that can be a Chirish to say that only one, the first one needs it, and not the second one. Ella, you must be going on Avla Taida. Avla Taida Nadova. Then in case where the Taida was only a Nadova, he just said Arezu, and then the Behemoth gave birth. So you're telling me that Vlad, if you bring the Vlad first, then it needs Lechem. So Moshe says, no, it's not true. Bein lefnei kapora, bein liyacha kapora, ain't tuna lechem. Why? Moshe the Taida, it's only called the Moshe the Taida. Whether you bring it first, whether you bring it second, doesn't make enough kumina. The Yikah carbon is the Taida itself. This, the Vlad, is like a Moshe, like left over of the first one. And the Moshe does not need a lechem. Now she says, Kagain Shehifrish Vyoda. If so, Benikruzlef Nekapor, Benekapor, Rain Tuna Lechem, she says, to Moshe the Tadi, Shekvan Eschater the Achar, that the Kamafrish Moista Tadosei, that he tastes his leftover, the Chodovra Bormela Kagain Vlad, Choshu Moistam. Anything that comes by itself is called like the Moista, it's called leftover. So Pshit is the leftover of the money of leftover, what comes by itself, does not have to have its own lechem. Shmuel said, "Ella must be a chiddush was avlad toida choiva." In the case we have a choiva to bring a korban toida, and now it gave birth the vlad of a choiva of a toida choiva. So now lefnei kapara tuna lechem. If you bring the vlad first before you bring its mother, then you're telling me you do have to bring lechem with it. But liyacha kapara ain't tuna lechem. But once you bring the mother first, you ready yotzi kapara. Then with the Vlad itself, you do not have to have Lechem. The Gemara says, my Kamashman, what do you teach me if so? My Kamashman, that the Ksever of Yechon Rechon holds that all the Mischapeh B'Shvach Hegdish, that a person can have his Kapara from the Shvach of Hegdish, like over here. True, it was a Tzayd of Chayvam, but the Maisa that gave birth to the kid is called the Shvach, it's called like the praise of Hegdish. That's the Chiddush, the person could be Mechapeh B'Shvach Hegdish. Gemara says, "Heavy Bonami Abaya." Abaya the Chur also asked the same question. What was the Chiddush that the Chanina was saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan? In which case? And he also came out, "Kiyai Gavn." It must be the same type of a Chiddush. Then the case with the Taidu was the Taidu's Chayvam, and then he gave birth. So the Ma'aseh, if you bring the Vlad first, the Vlad needs Lechem. And the Gemara says, "It Menamu Yosalem." Omer Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Chilufei Taidu Nedavam. If you have a Korban Taidu. And then you set aside a second one because you lost the first one. So now, Bein Lefnei Kapora, Bein Liyacha Kapora. Whether you bring the first one first, the second one first, now you want to bring the second one, doesn't make enough Kalina. Whichever one you bring first, both of them are Tuna Lechem. Both of them, these two Kabbanis, have to have their own separate 40 Lechems. What? That's what we said before. It's only considered Ma Beba Taidasu. You're only adding on to Taidas. In other words, you have it's only in the Dover. If you lost it, you have no chiyuv to bring a second one. When you set aside a second one, the pshat is you'd be mad the second one. So that's called two korban todas. Vlad toida nedov, if you have a korban toida that gave birth. So now it's only called a meister of hegdish, and therefore it does not need lechem. Therefore, bein lefnei kapor, bein yacha kapor, ain't tuna lechem. Why meister the toida? It's only called like a leftover, it's a kedusha by itself. Therefore, whether it's brought first, whether it's brought second, you do not have to have the lechem brought with the toida. What's going to be vlad toida chayva? Let's say you have a toida chayva, a chiv you have to bring. Is that a ray, a lie? And then it gives birth. So lochuriz lefnei kapara tuna lechem. If you bring the vlad first, since the lochuriz you could be mischap whichever one you want. So when you bring the vlad first, it needs lechem. But liyachak kapara, if you bring the mother first, you have the kapara with the mother. And after the kapara, now you bring the vlad. is ain tunu lechem, did not have to have lechem. So the kids of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yosef says over the same halacha as he said before in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol shebechates meisa, the toidein tunu lechem, any time the luck would be by korban chatis, that the din is it should be meisa. There are five types of korban chatis that are meisa. Let's say nischapu baleho or neis baleho, the tumurosom. Any time the luck of the korban chatis is that this part of it has to be meisa, has to die. So the toidein ain tunu lechem. Such a korban, the same similar case by korban toidein, does not need lechem. But kol shebechates roya. Any time by korban chatis, you don't have to let it die, but rather just let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balmum, and then you could be poyder with it and use it. So then betoyder, similar situation by korban toidah, would be tuna lechem, yes, you have to bring lechem with that korban toidah. That's his klal. We'll soon see exactly when it comes to tells the chiddush, which part is this chiddush. Samar says, Moshe Rav Amram, Rav Amram missed the question, Ma'u Oina. So what does the pasuk say? Ha'toydi Yakriv, what does the pasuk mean to teach us? So it means like this, that minayin, how do we know to say, lemafrish toidosa, if you set aside a korban toidah v'yov, then you lost it. V'yifrish acheres tachter, and then you set aside a second one instead of the first one. V'nimtzes harishayna, and then you found the first korban toidah. And v'aresh teyim oimdois, both of them are standing in front of you. So minayin, how do we know to say, she'ezer mehem she'ir to Yaakov, whichever one of the two you have a right to bring for your korban toidah. V'lachmo imo, and whichever one you decide to bring now, the first one, you have to bring the lechem with it. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, ha'toido yakriv, that you have to bring the korban toido mashka, the first one you bring, that's the one that needs the lechem. Yochla, I would have thought to say, so say shniyah tun lechem, maybe the second one you bring also needs lechem. Again, this is by a toido schoiva, where you lost the first one, you set aside a second one, maybe even the second one now also needs its own lechem. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, no, yak we had before, yak we venu, that we dash in echad v'leishnayim, only one of the two needs lechem, and not both of them. That's the halacha by korban toidah. So it comes out that what? That the chilufin of a korban toidah yemakriv without lechem. Now, v'ilogabe chatis kaigavnu roya, by korban chatis in this similar case, the din would be roya. It has to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you could sell it. But if so, it's chashanch on the cloud that that Shmuel said that any time by chatis it's roya, by a toidah needs its own lechem. And here we see no, it's roya by a chatis, and by a toidah you do not need its own lechem. It's not, because learn like this. Hifrish chatoso, if somebody set aside a korban chatis, he did a chet, he needs a korban chatis. The old, then he lost the first one. Hifrish acheres tachten, he set aside a second one instead of the first one. The nin says, now he found the first one. The nin says, Arishain, he found the first korban chatis. He has both of them here. And both of them are in front of him. So mischape biachas mihen. He has the right to bring whichever one of the two he wants to for his korban chatis. Or shnia Thomas. These are the words of Rebbe. This is called the chatis nischapru balero, and therefore the second one goes the misa. However, the chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, ein chatis meisa. No, you do not have to let the second one die. Ela shenim says liachas nischapru balim. Only when you found the first one, like if you already brought the second one. Then we say, since it was ready in the Schapur Bailam with the second Korban Chatis, the first one goes Lemisa. Let's say you found the first one before you brought the second one, and both of them are here now. So since the din is you have a choice, whichever one you want, both of them are really fit to be brought. Therefore the Chum say, whichever one you bring, very good, that's the Korban Chatis. And the second one is Roya. You have to let it pasture in the fields. So in case you see in a case like this by Chatis, it's Roya. And you're telling me now by Toidah, the second one you bring does not need Lechem. So it's a Kashra and Shmuel. Shmuel says, yes, I'll tell you, Shmuel k'Rebbe Sri'olei. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That what the Yom that he says, Avuda b'shas afrosha mesa. Said no, that any time when you set aside the second Korban Chatis, the first one was lost, that's the Lachat, the second one is brought, and the first one always goes the Misa. Even though you find it before you brought the second one. So therefore it's good Shmuel that whenever it's Mesa by Yechatis Huadin, there's no Lechem by the Toidah. Smar says, so if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, where is there going to be a case that by Korban Chatis that it's Roya? that we say that you can't use it, but you have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a balamum, and then be poison it. Where is there a case? Here, by the chalufin of a korban chatas, you're telling me it's lemisa's law. So where is there a case that it's roya? So Morris says, yes, to the Rabbi Isha. The case could be like Rabbi Isha's case. The Yomer, Rabbi Isha says, what's going to be? Here for Ishtei Chatzoyes Echrayis, let's say at the beginning, not the pshat you lost one and brought a second one, but at the beginning, right away, you know you did a chet, that you have to bring a chatas, and right away you set aside two karbonas, Echrayis, that in case you lose one, you have the other one ready to be used. In such a case, the din is, Mizchata B'Eitzim Hem Shiyutsu, you have a right to choose whichever one of the two you want you could use. And Vyashni, the second one, is Tiro. The second one, you could just let Pishtram, and becomes a Balmum, you'll sell it. You'll be part of it. So this is the case by Chattis, that's Raya. And Vaho Gabi Toydi Ki Agavna, for the Makasha. I Vaho Gabi Toydi Ki Agavna, in Tuna Lechem. Vaho Tzakasha, by the Korban Toydi, in such a case, where you set aside two Chattuk Toydis for Yechiv, and then you brought one. The second one would not have to have its own korban lechem, would not have to have the lechem. So you have to kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, whatever, by a chatis it's roya, by a toidi it needs its own lechem. And here would be a case where you set aside the two chatis at the beginning, that by a chatis it's roya, and by a korban toidi, if you set aside two of them for your one chiyuv, you bring whichever one you want, and that one needs lechem, and the second one does not need lechem. So Marin says, no, elata yishmuel, shrevi shimin srilei, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. So it says what? Yom, that he says, Chomesh Chatzoyis Meses. That there are five korban chatzis that mace, Marsh Mizalach Rayis, also is the Mizalach law. So even by this last case, we set aside two chatzoyis, Lach Rayis, so whichever one you want you could use, and the second one tak is the Mizalach law. And the Morah says, Vaharoye le Rabbi Shimon Leslei Klau. Chotakasha then. If Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a case that's Raya by Korban Chatzis. It's always the Misa's law. You never have a case that you let it live, just let it become a Balmum and be part of it. So what's it like this? Shmuel Nami Chod Korbanach Nami. I say really Shmuel meant to say just one halach, and it meant to say like this. Kol She B'Chatzis Nesa B'Toy Den Tuna Lechem. Anytime by Korban Chatzis the din is just the Misa's law, or then by Korban Toida, it does not need Lechem. And so, my Kamashmalon, what's the Chiddush? He did not say the other way, that when it's Roya by Chattis, there's Lechem by Toida. He did not say, because there's no case of Roya by Korban Chattis. So, most of the question is, so, my Kamashmalon, what's the Chiddush of Shmuel then? We are Fukim with Rabbi Yechonon. He's just coming to exclude from Rabbi Yechonon Talocha. The Yomah that he says, Odom Mischate Bishvach Hegdish. That yes, a person could have a kaporo from a shvach hegdish. That there's a case of a vlad, a tzedor, that you could have a kaporo with it. Is kamash from the deloy, says the chiddush, no, there's no kaporo, you'll never have to bring lechem with the vlad of a tzedor. Since the din is, it's always the vlad of a chatas, is always the nisar's law. Since it's always the nisar's law, by a korban tzedor, it would not need lechem. Even when it's a tzedor's chayva, and then it gives birth, halacha is, if even if you bring the vlad first, the vlad does not need lechem. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Yechonon. Yechonon said that in the case of a toidus chayva, when it gives birth, and you want to bring the vlad first, that vlad needs lechem. So the Shmuelagin says no. Since the din is by chatas, is lemisa's law. Who are din by a toida, it would not need its own lechem. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, zu toida, v'zu lachmo. Let's say somebody says, Zu, this is the korban toida, and mezu lechma, this is the lechem. Now, of the halechem, then he loses the lechem, so locher is maybe lechem acher. This korban toida he has, he's still allowed to use it, and he just has to bring another 40 lechems, because he lost the first one that he set aside for it. But what's going to be of the toida? Let's say you lost this korban toida. Again, you set aside the korban, you said there should be a toida, and you also set aside the 40 lechems. And who you meant this miyachid, this lechem should be with this korban toida. And now you lost the korban toida. The locher is ainim maybe toida cheres. You cannot bring another korban toida to use with these lechems. These lechems have to go liibud. So Moshe says, my time. What's the reason? Lechem liglal toida. The lechem comes because of the korban toida. The ikur is the korban toida. So as long as you have the korban toida, even though some happen to lechem, just bring another pair of lechem. But the yain toida leglal lechem. But the toida does not come because of the lechem. Therefore, if you set aside this lechem for this korban toida, and something happened to it, you cannot use this lechem for another korban toida. Rather, they go libud, and you are. The other Gemara says what's going to be. The Yomar Rava says, Hifrish Moyes Lutadosai. Let's say somebody set aside money to bring this korban toida.